It's going to take a long time to really understand what's in the Epstein file. So what's the reaction been right now?
People who have been disappointed with how the Trump administration has handled the files and how they've been released and not released, they're still disappointed. There are some members of Congress who say the Justice Department has not complied with the law they passed. At the same time, there has been this back and forth with the House Oversight Committee, led by Republican James Comer, over attempts to get former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to testify in their separate ongoing Epstein probe. So the release of these files pertaining to serious things like sex trafficking and abuse over a period of many years has been politicized from the start. And I would expect that to continue, even as the Justice Department says to not expect any other charges coming in the future.
And we got a few seconds here, Stephen. It can't be easy to look over all this stuff.
No, because there's no rhyme or reason to how the Justice Department has put this out there. So it's a little bit trying to find a needle in a haystack, but that needle might be blacked out and it might be in a completely different haystack and you don't even know where the hay is.
Right. That's NPR's Stephen Fowler. Stephen, thanks a lot.
Thank you.